各位弟兄姊妹，大家平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
我们现在靠圣灵帮助来学习主的道，互相勉励。
And through the guidance of the Holy Spirit, let us study the words of God together.
求主耶稣借着圣灵亲自来指教我们。
May He, through the Holy Spirit, personally guide our study.
求主让我们每一个人都有一颗安静的心灵来领受神的话语。
And may God give every one of us a quiet heart to receive His word.
好像耶利米先知说，我得到神的话，我就把它当作最美的食物吃了。
Just like Prophet Jeremiah said, I receive the words of God and I treat it as the most.
神的话在我的心中啊，还能够欢喜快乐。
And I ate the words of God so they can have joy in me.
好像主耶稣在称赞玛利亚说，她领受了神的道，选上了上好的福分。
Just like when Jesus praised Mary, she have chosen the best part, the most wonderful blessing.
求主亲自施恩带领祝福我们大家。
So may God Himself guide and bless us.
我们来看《生命记》第五章。
Let us turn to Deuteronomy chapter 5.
生命记五章第一节。
Deuteronomy chapter 5 verse 1.
五章第一节。
5 verse 1.
摩西将以色列众人召了来，对他们说：“以色列人啊。”我今日晓谕你们的律例典章，你们要听，要可以学习，谨守遵行。第二节
，Verse two，
主我们的神在何烈山与我们立约。第三节
，Verse three，
这个约不是与我们列祖立的，乃是与我们今日在这里存活的人立的。第四节
，Verse four，
神在山上从府中面对面与你们说话。第五节
，Verse five，
那时我站在神和你们中间，要将神的话传给你们，因为你们惧怕那佛，没有上山。第六节
，Verse six，
说我是主你们的神，曾将你从埃及地。为奴之家领出来的，我们知道以色列人在埃及啊聚居四百多年。
We know the Israelites dwell in the land of Egypt for 400 years.
后来神借着摩西啊把他们领出来。
And through Moses they were delivered.
来到了何烈山呐、啊，神跟他们立约，把诫命律法教导他们遵守。
When they came to Mount Horeb, God gave them the Ten Commandments for them to follow.
所以这个何烈山啊，西乃山称为神的山。
So Mount Horeb or Mount Sinai is called the Mount of God.
因为是神跟他们临在的地方。
Because it is a place where God is with them.
也是百姓跟神建立密切关系的开始。
It is also the beginning of the people building a relationship with God.
所以今天啊，神的教会也称为神的山。
So today the church of God is also called the mountain of God.
因为有神的同在。
Because there is the abidance of God.
能够跟让我们跟神建立一个属灵密切的关系。
So that we can build an intimate relationship with God.
我们看以赛亚书第二章。
Now turn to the book of Isaiah chapter 2.
以赛亚书的第二章
，Isaiah chapter two，
第二节
，verse two，
二章第二节
，chapter two verse two，
末后的日子，神殿的山必坚立，超乎诸山，高举过于万年，万民都要流归这山。第三节
，verse three，
必有许多国的民前往说，来吧，我们登神的山。奔雅各神的殿，必主必将他的道教训我们，我们也要行他的路，因为训诲必出于锡安，神的话语必出于耶路撒冷。这里讲到说，神的山、啊、在末后的日子要高举起来。
He tells us in the latter days, the mountain of the Lord's house should be established.
所以按照启示录记载。有一个入出的天使啊，上来。
And so according to the book of Revelation, an angel of sunrise.
啊，他要盖神的众仆人的额。
And he will steal our for.
就借着神的灵降下来， 把神的子民召集过来以后，神要在他们身上盖印记。
And so through the Spirit of God, they will seal us with a sign on our forehead.
这是属神的教会的兴起。
And that is the rise up of the church that belongs to God.
这是属神的山的建立。
It is the establishment of the mountain of
God. 末后啊，万民要流归这山。
And so in the latter day, all the nations shall flow to it.
因为神要把他的道教训我们。
Because God will teach us His teachings.
所以借着何烈山啊，我们可以学习到神怎么跟百姓啊啊建立很密切的关系。
So through Mount Horeb, we can see how to build an intimate relationship.
到底我们在何烈山啊能够学习到什么
？So what can we learn from Mount Horeb?
何烈山啊是一个山脉。
So Mount Horeb
有几个山啊连在一起。
Mount Horeb is a several mountains.
西乃山啊是其中的一个高峰。
And Mount Sinai is one of the summit.
所以圣经有时候称何烈山，有称为西乃山。
So that is why sometimes the Bible refers to as Mount Horeb.
但它的意义是相同的。
But these two, the meanings are the same.
我们来看出埃及记第三章。
Let us turn to Exodus chapter 3.
出埃及记三章第一节。
Exodus chapter 3 verse 1。
三章第一节。
Chapter 3 verse 1。
摩西牧养他岳父米甸祭司叶特罗的羊群，一日领羊群往野外去，到了神的山，就是何烈山。第二节。
Verse 2。
神的使者从荆棘里火焰中向摩西显现，摩西观看，不料荆棘被火烧着，却没有烧毁。第三节。
Verse 3。
摩西说：“我要过去看这大异象，这荆棘为什么没有被烧毁呢？”第四节。
Verse 4。
主神看到他要过去，就从荆棘里呼叫说：“摩西，摩西！”他说：“我在这里。”第五节。
Verse 5。
神说：“啊，不要近前来，当把你脚上的鞋脱下来，因为你所站的地方是圣地。”这里讲到摩西在旷野牧羊40年。
And here it tells us that Moses was tending the flock for 40 years.
因为他年轻的时候想要用自己的力量来拯救以色列人。
Because when he was young, he wanted to use his strength.
神觉得他还充满着血气。
And God thinks he's full of blood and flesh.
所以让他到旷野的地方再操练40年。
So God trained him in the wilderness for 40 years.
后来神觉得摩西啊为人极其谦和啊，胜过世上的众人。
And then God felt that Moses is very humble above everyone else.
所以神觉得摩西已经成为可用的器皿。
So God thinks that Moses had become a vessel ready.
所以借着一个神迹啊，来显照他。
So through a miracle, God called Moses.
说摩西啊，为他的岳父叶特罗在牧羊。
So while Moses was tending the flock for his father Jethro,
他把羊群啊就带到了何烈山，说这个是神的山。
He led the flock to Mount Horeb, which is the mountain.
因为神显在那里，神显了一个异象。
And God showed him a sign.
说有些荆棘啊啊被火一直燃烧，但是烧不毁。
So there was a burning bush, but the bush was not.
当然这是象征以色列民呐 虽然是。微不足道的百姓。
So this represents the Israelites, even though they are so minor.
他们在埃及当中为奴隶，受尽各样的压迫。
Even though they are slaves in Egypt, they have been suppressed.
好像荆棘在被燃烧一样。
They are like a bush in the fire.
但是没想到埃及人越压迫，他们越强盛。
But no matter how much the Egyptian oppressed them, they grew stronger.
摩西看到这个异象以后，他说：“哎，怎么会荆棘一直烧，烧不掉？”
So when Moses saw the sign, he was wondering why these bushes.
所以他说：“我要过去看这个异象。”
So he wanted to draw closer.
神说：“你不要近前来。”
And God told Moses, "Do not come."
你要先把你的脚上的鞋呀、啊，把它脱下来，因为这是圣地。
For you must take off your sandals because this is a holy place.
所以神临在的地方啊，就是圣地。
So where God abides, it is a holy
place. 我们要见神啊，见神啊，一定要有圣洁的行为，才能够见主。
In order for us to see God, we need to have holy actions.
所以这个何烈山是神显出意象、选召摩西的地方。
So Mount Horeb is a place where God showed Moses a miracle and where God chose him.
我们看到神常常啊，在要使用一个人的时候，先借着意象让他看。
And very often before God chooses someone, He will let them see a sign.
然后让他认识神的能力，还有看到自己的渺小。
So they will see the power of God and realize how small or insignificant they are.
那个时候，神就要选召他。
And that will be the time when God will call them.
好像以赛亚先知，他在王宫里面。
Just like Prophet Isaiah when he was in the palace.
有一天啊，他看到了一个异象。
One day Isaiah saw a sign.
神坐在高高的宝座上面。
So the vision is where God sits in the high
crown. 结果他的衣服啊，很长垂下来遮盖整个圣殿。
And he sat on the throne, and his robe was really
long, covering
the temple. 很多的天
使在那边颂赞神。
And there is a great multitude of angels.
说圣哉，圣哉，圣哉。
Singing holy, holy, holy.
结果那个地就大震动。
And then the earth shook.
以赛亚看到这个异象以后说啊，我是一个罪人呐、啊，我是嘴巴不洁的，我生活在这个嘴巴不洁的人当中。
And when Isaiah saw this vision, he realized he have unclean lips and he lived unclean people.
因为看到了神圣的神，看到了自己的卑微，自己的过犯。
Because he saw the holy God and realized how sinful he is.
然后神就派一个天使啊，从祭坛拿一个火炭啊来沾他的嘴唇。
So God sent an angel to take a coal and to put it on his lips.
他说把他的罪除掉了。
To take away his sin.
后来神就说啊，谁愿意为我去来呼召百姓呢？
Then God asked, who is willing to call my people?
来传达神的信息呢？
To proclaim God's gospel.
以赛亚说啊，主啊，我在这里，请你差遣我。
And Isaiah answered, saying, "Here I am. Please send me."
所以神就选立了以赛亚做他的先知，替神传达信息。
So God chose Prophet Isaiah to
proclaim his message. 也是一样。
Likewise with Paul.
他很热心呐、啊，好像在为神发热心。
Paul is very zealous for God.
所以一直在逼迫教会。
But he did not know he was actually persecuting the church.
但是神却用荣光照他。
But God let a light shine.
对他说，保罗，保罗，你为什么逼迫我？
And God asked him, so why do you persecute me?
结果保罗因为荣光啊，这个他眼睛瞎了，他扑倒在地上。
And because of the bright light that shone on him, he became blind.
他就问说啊，主啊，你是谁？
And so asked, Lord, who are you?
那个声音说，我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。
And the voice told him, I am Jesus who you are persecuting.
保罗知道自己错了，说主啊，我该怎么办？
So Paul knew that he was wrong and asked, what should I do?
耶稣对他说，你进到城里面去，有人会把你该做的事情告诉你。
And Jesus said, go into the city and someone will tell you what you should do.
原来神选召了保罗啊，要他把福音传到外邦的地方。
So God had chosen Paul so that he can preach the gospel to
the Gentiles. 保罗说他在一生当中啊，他不敢违背这个从天上来的异象。
Paul said throughout his life he did not dare go against the
vision. 就是面对各样的危险，限制要上吊生命。
So no matter what kind of difficulties or danger he faced,
他说我就是要把从主耶稣所领受的职分啊，把它完成。
He said he must complete this mission God had given him.
摩西也是一样。
So likewise with Moses.
因为他看到了这个异象啊，这个神选召他啊，叫他觉得自己啊根本没有办法做什么。
Because Moses saw this vision and he realized he cannot do anything.
神说你就拿你的拐，你的拐杖。
So God told Moses, take your staff.
我跟你同在。
I will abide with you.
你就有能力啊，来把以色列民带出来。
And you will have the power to lead the Israelites out of Egypt.
我们今天呢，在神的教会也是一样。
Today, likewise, we are in the church of God.
因为神在教会当中显出很多的能力跟作为。
Because God has manifested a lot of powers in doing.
所以我们很多弟兄姊妹啊，经历了神的恩典。
And many of us have encountered the grace from God.
有很多啊属灵的体验。
We have many spiritual experiences.
所以他们很清楚认识神就在这里。
So they clearly understand that God dwells here.
神的恩典就在我们身上。
And God's grace is among us.
所以一生一世啊，立定心志啊，来服侍神。
So throughout their life, they will have a resolution to serve God.
我们再看出埃及记三章第七节。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 3 verse 7.
出埃及记三章第七节。
Exodus chapter 3 verse 7.
神说：“我的百姓在埃及所受的困苦，我实在看见了。他们因受督工的辖制所发的哀声，我也听见了。我原知道他们的痛苦。”第八节。
Verse 8.
我下来是要救他们脱离埃及人的手。领他们吃了那地，到美好宽阔流奶以蜜之地，就是到迦南人、赫人、亚摩利人、比利洗人、西魏人、耶布斯人之地。第九节。
Verse 9.
现在以色列人的哀声达到我的耳中，我也看见埃及人怎样欺压他们。第十节。
Verse 10.
故此我要打发你去见法老，使你可以将我的百姓以色列人从埃及领出来。后来神就对摩西说了。
So God told Moses.
说以色列人啊，在埃及所受的困苦我都看见了，他们的哀声啊，我都听见了。
That I have surely seen the oppression of my people who are in Egypt, and I have heard their cries.
所以我现在就要把他们从埃及带领出来。
So I will deliver them out of Egypt.
还要把他们带到那个流奶以蜜宽阔之地。
And bring them to the land flowing with milk and honey.
所以神对摩西说：“我就是要打发你去。”
So God told Moses, "I'm sending you."
啊，你可以把百姓带出来。
So you can deliver the people.
摩西说啊，我是什么人呢？我怎么有办法去见法老？我怎么有办法把以色列人带出来？
Moses answered God, saying, "Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring them out of?"
虽然摩西啊，好几次一直都在推辞。
Even though Moses tried to get away from
Moses, 但是神应许他要跟他同在。
But God promised that he will be with Moses.
而且跟他讲说，你可以把以色列人带来啊，在这个何烈山的地方来侍奉我，就是我差遣你的凭据。
And indeed, you will be able to deliver the Israelites and bring them to Mount Horeb.
所以后来真的神借着摩西啊，把埃及人，把以色列人从埃及为奴之地，就把他们带出来了。
So surely through the hands of Moses, he brought the Israelites out from Egypt.
以色列人本来在埃及住在最好的歌珊地。
Originally, the Israelites dwelt in the best land of Egypt.
但是后来改朝换代以后，新的埃及王不认识以色列人，也不晓得约瑟对他们的贡献。
But after the dynasty changed, the new pharaoh did not know the Israelites.
所以发现以色列人越来越强大，就想办法要来压迫他们，要来杀害他们。
And the pharaoh realized that the Israelites are growing too strong, so he suppressed
them. 所以以色列人在埃及后来沦为奴役。
So in the end, the Israelites became slaves.
埃及人给他们做很多的苦工啊，但是没有代价。
So they became slaves and they do hard labor.
啊，还想尽办法要把他们整个种族把他们灭掉。
And the Pharaoh thought of many ways to destroy the Israelites.
所以告诉他们说，生男的孩子啊，就把他弄死。
So if a male baby was born, they must.
男孩啊，就把他丢到河里面去。
Well, the baby will be thrown into Nile.
所以我们知道说，这个埃及啊，就一表现在的世界一样。
So we see that Egypt represents today's world.
因为这个世界充满着罪恶啊，是在撒旦的权势之下。
Because this world is full of evil and it is under the reign of Satan.
所以圣经里面说啊，世界上的人啊，都握在魔鬼的手下。
So everyone in this world is under the reign of Satan.
所以人因为离开神啊，所以人生啊，就充满着很多的劳苦，很多的患难。
And because men have departed from God, so they will have toil and labor.
虽然一生劳苦，但是最后啊，都是虚空，都是捕风。
Even though they have to encounter so much hardship in their life, in the end,
在这个罪恶的世界，人没有办法真正的得到什么。
And in this sinful world, men cannot achieve
anything. 虽然像所罗门享尽人生的荣华富贵。
Even though, like King Solomon, he experienced all kinds of pleasure and wealth. But Solomon said, "What have I gained throughout my life?"
只不过是劳碌，只不过是虚空捕风啊。
It is only toil and labor and chasing of wind.
人生最后的结果啊，因为罪的工价就是死亡。
And because of sin, the consequence is death.
死后还要受审判，要受。永远的刑罚。
And after you die, you will be receive punishment and eternal
life. 这是人生的真相。
And this is the reality to life.
好像以色列人在埃及为奴的一样。
Just like how the Israelites became slaves in Egypt.
所以以色列人呢，他们的哀声，他们的痛苦，神都看见了，所以神要把他们救出来。
So God has seen their sorrows and heard their cries, so God will deliver them.
今天啊，同样神把他的福音啊传扬开来。
And today God have preached out His gospel.
要让我们能够出黑暗入光明。
So we can depart from darkness and enter into
light. 让我们能够从撒旦的权下归向真神。
So from the reign of Satan we can turn to God.
让我们不但不至于灭亡，还要得到永远的福气。
So we will not be destroyed, but we will receive eternal blessing.
所以神把这样的福分临到我们。
So when this kind of blessing come upon us.
所以彼得说啊，我们就是被拣选的族类。
That's why Peter say we are the chosen.
我们就是金尊的祭司。
And we are the precious priest.
所以神要我们传扬那个把我们从黑暗当中拯救出来的那个奇妙光明者的美德。
So God wants us to proclaim His name, who have saved us out from darkness.
所以神在教会当中啊，设立各样的工作人员。
So within our church, there are different divine workers.
给我们不一样的恩赐。
God bless us with different gifts.
来传扬他。
To proclaim His gospel.
要把人完完全全的带到神的面前。
So we can bring others in front of God.
所以摩西奉差遣去带领以色列民出埃及。
So God was, Moses was sent by God.
同样，今天在神的山呐，神也借着圣灵的差遣，要我们把万民呐带出来啊，能够归向神。
And so today, likewise, in the mountain of God, He will send us to deliver others out of evil.
所以后来神说啊，我好像鹰一样把你们从这个埃及把你们憋出来。
So God said, He is like an eagle who have delivered them out of Egypt.
来到这个西乃山啊，何烈山的地方。
To come to a place of Mount Sinai or Mount Horeb.
神在那里啊，颁布律法，神在那里跟他们立约。
And there God would said, cover them with them and give them the commandments.
我们看马拉基书第四章。
Now listen to the book of Malachi, chapter 4.
马拉基书第四章第四节。
Book of Malachi, chapter 4, verse 4.
马拉基书四章第四节。
Malachi, chapter 4, verse 4.
说你们应当纪念我的仆人摩西的律法，就是我在何烈山为以色列众人所吩咐他的律例典章。一直到这个旧约的最后一位先知啊，马拉基还是一直劝勉以色列人啊，说你们要纪念摩西啊，神借着他所传的律法。
And until the end of the Old Testament, Prophet Malachi reminded the people that they must remember the law of Moses.
也就是神在西乃，在何烈山啊，传达给百姓的。
Which God have commanded them in Mount Horeb.
我们看回来。生命记五章二十二节。
Let's turn back to Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 22.
生命记五章二十二节。
Deuteronomy chapter 5 verse 22.
5:22.
5:22.
说这些话是神在山上，从谷中、营中、幽暗中，大声晓谕你们全会众的。此外，并没有添别的话，他就把这话写在两块石板上。
交给了我。
23节。23。那时，捕宴烧山，你们听见从黑暗中出来的声音，你们支派中所有的首领和长老都来就近我。24节。24。说看到主我们的神将他的荣光和他的大能显给我们看，我们又听见他的声音啊，是从谷中出来。 今日我们得以看到神，他与人说话，人还能够存活。好，那这里讲到说啊，神是在那个火焰当中啊，非常庄严的情况啊，把诫命律法向百姓来宣告。
And here it tells us that God proclaimed to the people His commandments amidst the fire.
在出埃及记19章说啊，神在那个 雷锋闪电密云当中啊，向以色列百姓显现。
Exodus 19 it shows us that God appeared to the people in the midst of thunder.
神在荣光当中啊，显现给百姓看。
And God appeared to His people in a glorious light.
神在火中啊，神的声音从这个火中里面啊出来。
And among the fire, God came out.
那所以神是在那个烈火当中啊，来跟百姓说话啊，传达诫命。So
God talked to the people amidst the fire to
那是一种非常庄严的状况。So
this is very solemn.
表示神所带来的律法，这个是不是戏言呐，而是非常庄重的一些话语。Which
is to say that these commandments they are not a joke, they are very serious.
干犯的人呐，一定受咒诅。
And those that do not follow will be punished.
所以这个律法叫做烈火的律法。
That is why the law is called a law with fire.
说一个敬畏神的人呐，神的烈火对他们来讲就是一种温暖的火。
So for those that follow the commandments, the fire of God is very
warm. 但是对那些干犯神律法的人呐，就是神的烈火。
But for those that do not follow the commandment, the fire will become a punishing fire.
所以雅各说啊，神所颁布的律法叫做至尊的律法。And
so, the law from God is something that you must fear.
有的翻作王者的律法，那个君王啊所发出来的律法。What
the law of kings?
因为一般国家的法律啊，都是由国家的元首来颁布。
Because the law of the nation is declared by its leader.
啊，表示这个法律是相当的重要的，不可以随便去干犯的。So
this law is very serious that you have to obey and
follow. 啊，这个诫命是神啊亲自向人来宣告的。And
this commandment is something God proclaimed to the people Himself.
所以这个叫做至尊的律法。
That is why this is a law that.
所以我们呐、啊，不可以去干犯，我们要把律法守得完全。So
that is why we have to keep all the commandments.
所以圣经里面说，神的诫命啊是圣洁、公义又良善的。That
is why the Bible says the commandments of God is righteous and truth and good.
啊，是能够使人呐、啊，能够自由得到全备的自由的律法。
It is a law that will set people free.
啊，所以称为生命跟平安之约。It
is also a covenant of life and peace.
我们看《申命记》5:29。Let's
turn to Deuteronomy chapter 5 verse 29.
申命记5:29。5:29. 说：“惟愿他们存这样的心敬畏我，常遵守我的一切诫命。” 使他们和他们的祖孙永远得福。30节。你去对他们说啊，你们回帐篷去吧。31节。31。至于你可以站在我这里，我要将一切的诫命、律例、典章传给你，你要教训他们，使他们在我 赐给他们为业的地方啊，能够遵行。三十二节。
32。
所以你们要照主你们的神吩咐的谨守遵行，不可偏离左右。32节。33节。
33。
主你们的神所吩咐你们行的，你们都要去行，使你们可以存活得福，并使你们得住之，在所要承受的地上得以长久。这里讲到说，神所颁布的这个诫命啊，你们要好好遵守。
He tells us we have to keep the commandments from God.
因为这是神跟百姓所立的生命跟平安的约。
Because this is a covenant of life and peace.
这个约如果遵守的话，把它传给祖孙了，祖孙会世世代代蒙福。
If you keep this covenant and preach it to your descendants, then they will be blessed.
神要让他们能够存活。
God will keep them alive.
能够在神所赐的地上能够得以长久。
So they will live for a long time in the land of God.
因为这是神面对面跟他们所讲的话。
Because this is something God spoke to them face to face.
要他们能够谨守遵行他们就能够一直的蒙福。
He wants them to keep this so they can be blessed.
我们刚刚读过以赛亚书的第二章。
And we have read Isaiah chapter 2.
说训诲要出于锡安山。
The rebuke will come out from Mount Zion.
神的道理要从耶路撒冷出来。
And the ways of God will come out from Jerusalem.
就是主咒神要借着他的教会把他丰盛的恩典传扬出来。
So through the church of God, his message will be proclaimed.
也借着圣灵帮助我们，让我们能够明白一切的道理。
And through the Holy Spirit, we will be able to understand all teaching.
所以我们要用温柔的心把神的道存在我们的心里。
So we must use a meek heart to keep out the teaching of God.
我们要谨守遵行，因为这是对我们有益的。
We have to keep them and observe them because it is beneficial to us.
我们看《生命记》五章第一节。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 5 verse 1.
生命记五章第一节。
Deuteronomy chapter 5 verse 1.
摩西将以色列人召了来，对他们说：“以色列人呐，我今日晓谕你们的律例典章，你们要听，可以学习，谨守遵行。”所以神所赐给我们的是关系我们的生命。
So what God has given us is have a relationship with
our life. 关系到我们永远的祸福。
So it relates to being blessed or being cursed.
所以说神的道我们要倾听啊。
So we must listen to the words of God.
所以以赛亚先知就说你们渴渴的饥饿的都可以来。
So Prophet Isaiah said, those who are thirsty or hungry come.
我要让你们解渴，让你们得到饱足。
I will feed you, and so you will not be hungry.
所以主要你们能够倾听神的道理。
If only you could listen to the words of God.
你们就能够得享美福。
Then you will be filled and enjoy blessing.
能够心中得到喜乐。
And you will receive joy in your heart.
因为这个是神应许的可靠的恩典。
Because this is something that God promised.
所以我们对神的道理要侧耳倾听。
So we must hear and listen to the words of God.
要努力的学习。
We have to try our best to learn.
所以要专心去寻求神就会给我们聪明，给我们智慧。
And we need to seek it, and God will give us wisdom to.
然后我们把神的道领受以后，就行在我们的生活当中。
And after we receive the words of God, we need to show them.
我们就能够在所行的事上蒙福。
Then and whatever we do, we will be blessed.
所以在先知说，我每天早上就把我的耳朵打开。
So Prophet Isaiah say, every morning I will listen.
求神把当初的教训印在我的心上。
I will listen to the words of God.
所以我每天都要领受神的道理。
So every day we should receive the words of
God. 我明白了神的道理以后，我就按着去遵行，我从来没有违背。
And after we understand his teaching, we will do them.
然后可以把神的道理来 安慰、扶持、帮助那些软弱的人。
And we will help the weak with the words of God.
啊，所以我们今天领受神的道啊，我们要丰富把它存在我们的心中。
So today, after we receive the words of God, we need to keep them in our heart.
啊，立志把它行出来。
We need to make a resolution.
啊，就会在我们所行的事上啊，神的恩典福气啊，就随着你。
If we show them in our action, then God's blessing will abide with us.
我们看出埃及记的二十四章。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 24.
第四节。
Verse 4.
出埃及记二十四章第四节。
Exodus chapter 24, verse 4.
摩西将神的命令都写上，清早起来，在山下筑了一座坛。按以色列十二支派立了十二根的柱子，第五节。
Verse 5.
又打发以色列人中的少年人去献燔祭，又向主献牛为平安祭，第六节。
Verse 6.
摩西将血一半盛在盘中，一半撒在坛上，第七节。
Verse 7.
又将约书念给百姓听。他们说啊，主所吩咐的，我们都必遵行。第八节。
Verse 8.
摩西将血洒在百姓身上，说：你们看，这是立约的血，是主按照这一切的话与你们立约的凭据。哦，那所以他们领受了神的诫命以后啊。就在山上跟神立约。
So after they received the commandments, they made the covenant with God.
啊，立约的时候就把牛羊就把它杀了。
And they sacrifice the oxen.
啊，把那个血呀 盛在那个盆子里面。
And they put the animal's blood.
啊，一半把它撒在祭坛上面。
So they put half of it on the altar.
啊，然后把那个约书啊，就是律法诫命啊，向百姓宣读。
And he read to the people the book of the covenant.
百姓说啊，神所吩咐的，我们都要遵行。
And the people replied, whatever God have entrusted us,
we will follow. 然后把另外一半的血啊，就洒在百姓的身上。
And they sprinkle the other half of the blood on the people.
这就是我们常常所说的旧约啊。
And this is what we call the Old Testament.
是借着牛羊的血，神跟百姓立约。
It is through the blood of the animals, they make a covenant with God.
啊，神把当所的诫命叫百姓遵行。
And the people have to follow the commandment.
啊，应许说啊，你如果照着遵行啊，啊，神就跟你同在，神就祝福给你。
So if you obey the commandments, then God will be with you and bless you.
啊，百姓应允了啊，所以就把这个血呀 洒在百姓身上啊，所以双方就完成了这立约的程序。
And when the people promise to do so, the other half of the blood will be sprinkled.
啊，所以他们如果能够恒守神的约啊，所以神永活的生命啊，就会常常在他们身上。
So if they can always keep the covenant of God, then God's blessing will always be with them.
啊，但是很可惜啊，以色列人他们背弃了跟神所立的约。
But unfortunately, the people do not keep their promise.
所以神说他们是应着景象的百姓。
So God said they are hard necked.
所以神就把他们放弃了。
And so God abandoned them.
所以神就借着先知说，他要跟百姓重新立新约。
So through the words of the prophet, God wants to make a new covenant.
他这个诫命不是写在石板上，而是要刻在人的心板上。
And these commandments are not written on stone tablets, but rather they
will
be carved into our hearts.
因为神要把他的灵浇灌到我们人的心中。
Because God will give us His Spirit.
让我们好像石头的硬心啊，会变成做的心。
So from a heart of stone, it will be turned into
a
heart of flesh.
让人能够从内心里面甘愿顺服啊。啊，来遵行神的律法。
So that we will be willing to observe and obey His teaching.
啊，所以耶稣来啊，就是要来跟我们重新立约。
So Jesus came to have another covenant with us.
所以希伯来书里面说啊，那个旧约啊，后来就慢慢的消失掉了。
In the book of Hebrews, tells us slowly the Old Testament disappeared.
啊，耶稣就用他的血啊，重新跟我们立约。
And through the blood of Jesus, he made another covenant.
他不是进到地面上的圣所,
and we do not merely enter into the temple of the
Lord,
but we enter into the holiest of holies. So Jesus gave us his precious blood.
也就是他在十字架上啊, 为我们流血, 啊, 完成救赎的工作。
And which is how Jesus saved us on the cross.
啊, 就是神对我们人类的怜悯啊, 完成了救恩啊。
And this is the mercy of Jesus, of God, how he completes
salvation. 所以主耶稣已经在十字架上成全了这个救恩啊。
So Jesus has fulfilled salvation on the cross.
啊，我们现在怎么来领受神的救恩，跟神立约啊？
So how can we receive the salvation and made a covenant with God?
圣经里面说，我们就是借着重生的洗跟圣灵的更新。
The Bible tells us it is through the renewal of the baptism and through the renewal of the Holy Spirit.
所以神的救恩，主耶稣的救恩完成了。
So the salvation of Jesus has been completed. But if you do not believe, then this salvation has nothing to do with you.
啊, 所以我们要领受主的救恩,
so first, in order to receive the salvation, you have to be baptized.
因为世人都犯了罪离开神,
because everyone in this world has sinned against God.
啊, 所以这个洗礼啊, 啊, 主耶稣的宝血要把我们 我们一切的罪过洗干净。
So through baptism, Jesus will wash away all our sins.
啊，为什么洗礼能够赦罪？
So why can baptism forgive our sins?
所以，因为这是主耶稣的应许。
Because this is the promise of God.
我们不只是在水里面， 我们是在耶稣的宝血里面。
We are not just in the water, but we are in the blood of God.
圣灵的运行让这个水啊， 成为主耶稣的宝血， 所以可以赦罪。
So through the Holy Spirit, the water become the blood of Jesus.
所以说这个洗礼叫做跟主耶稣啊同死同埋葬同复活。
So this baptism is to die with Jesus, to be raised up with Jesus.
我们的罪人旧人啊， 跟主耶稣同钉在十字架上死了。
So our old sinful selves have been crucified on the cross.
然后借着水把它埋葬掉了。
And through the water it has buried.
所以受洗起来啊， 就是一个复活的新人。
And after we rise up from the water, we are resurrected.
我们已经罪没有了， 我们重新啊， 领受神的救恩， 成为神的儿女。
Our sins have disappeared and we have become the children of God.
既然是神的儿子啊， 神就把他儿子的灵赐给你， 来证明你真是神的儿女。
Since we are the sons of God, then God will give us his Holy Spirit as a proof.
所以圣经说， 圣灵要跟我们的心 同证， 我们就是神的儿子。
So the Holy Spirit is a proof to us to show that we are sons of God.
既然是神的儿子， 就是神的后嗣。
Since we are sons of God, then we are his heirs.
所以我们既然是神的后嗣啊， 我们就可以享受从天上来的属灵的产业。
If we are his heirs, then we can receive the inheritance of heaven.
所以这就是我们跟神之间啊， 重新立约。
So this is how we make another covenant with God.
以前以色列人是在西乃山跟神立约。
In the past, the Israelites made their covenant with God.
今天神的救恩啊， 就在他的教会里面。
Today, the salvation of God lies within his church.
因为神把他丰盛的恩惠啊， 丰富地赏赐在他的教会里面。
Because God has given us his abundant grace and blessing.
让我们能够承受这个永恒的约啊， 永远的生命， 永远的福分。
So that we can receive this everlasting blessings and covenant.
所以这是神特别的应许。
So this is a special promise by God.
所以你在真教会里面的确能够跟神重新立约。
So indeed, in the true church, you can make another covenant.
这是你在别的地方啊， 找不到的。
This is something you cannot find elsewhere.
一般的教会也说啊， 他们的洗礼是没有赦罪功效的。
And so other denomination will tell you their baptism will not remiss your sin.
啊， 这是神给我们立的新约。
And this is a new testament from God.
啊， 是在何烈山啊， 属灵的何烈山 所立的约。
This covenant is made on the spiritual Mount Horeb.
我们再看列王记上19章。
Let's turn to 1 Kings chapter 19.
第八节,
verse 8.
列王记上19章第8节.
1 Kings chapter 19, verse 8.
他就起来吃了喝了，仗着这饮食的力量，走了40昼夜， 到了神的山，就是何烈山。那这里谈到列王时代有一个先知以利亚。
He tells us in the times of King, there is a prophet called Elijah.
因为当时的国王跟王后啊，啊带了很多偶像到以色列地来。
At that time, the king and queens brought many idols to the land of Israel.
结果拜真神的先知啊，不是被杀就躲藏起来。
So all the true prophets of God, they will hide or they will be killed.
啊，所以全国啊就迷失了啊，去拜偶像、敬拜、侍奉那些人造的神。
So the entire nations have lost their way to worship idol instead.
啊，所以整个国家发生了大饥荒啊，三年六个月不下雨。
So there was a great famine in the country for 3 years and 6 months.
啊，神借着以利亚啊，到了加密山上去显出神迹啊，让以色列民看出说啊，这个造天地万物的，这才是我们的神。
And through Elijah's God allowed him to perform a miracle to call down rain to show the people who the true God is.
所以让以色列民归回。
So that the people can return to.
啊，让三年六个月不下的雨又重新降在地面上。
So after not raining for 3 years and 6 months, it rained again.
所以以利亚算是一个大有能力的先知。
So Elijah, we can say he is a prophet with great power.
啊，那他的工作完成以后。
After he completed,
王后耶洗别发誓说：“明天一定要把以利亚的头啊，要把它砍下来。”
Queen Jezebel proclaimed that tomorrow at this time she will have the head of Elijah.
啊，以利亚听到这个恐吓的话，他就开始逃跑了。
After Elijah heard this, he fled away.
啊，跑了一天以后啊，躺在一棵树下说：“巴拉巴拉，我神啊，求你取我的生命啦、啊！”
So after running for a day, he lay down beside a tree and say, God, please take my life.
啊，结果非常困乏就睡着了。
Because he was so tired, he falls asleep.
啊，神派天使拿水跟饼给他吃，
so、God
给他喝。
Sent the angels to give him water and food.
啊，结果吃完以后他又躺下来。
After he have eaten, he lay down again.
天使第二次来又拍他起来说，你要吃，你要喝。
And the second time, the angel come again and woke him up to tell him to eat and drink.
结果呢，靠着饮食的力量啊，就可以一直跑啊，跑了40昼夜，来到了何烈山。
And so, after he ate and drink, he ran for 40 days and night to Mount.
结果呢，躲在一个山洞里面。
And he hid in a cave.
神出声说：“以利亚，你在这里做什么？”
And God spoke to him and said, "What are you doing here, Elijah?"
他说啊，以色列啊，以色列人啊，把先知都杀掉了，只有我、啊、为神在大发热心。
And he said, "I've been very zealous for the Lord of God host, but all the other prophets are killed."
后来神说：“你出来，站在外面。”
So God told him to come out to stand.
啊，突然间啊，崩山裂石啊，非常恐怖的情形。
And behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and strong
wind blew into the mountains. 没有看到神在那里。
But God was the Lord was not there.
啊，后来狂风以后啊，后来有一个微小的声音。
Then after the earthquake and the wind, there is a small voice.
啊，又对以利亚说：“以利亚，你在这里做什么？”
And so the God asked Elijah, "What are you doing here?"
以利亚又说：“我在为神大发热心。”
And Elijah answered, "I have been very zealous for the Lord."
然后神就对他说：“你要从这里回去。”
And the Lord told him, "Go and return."
啊，你要回到从旷野回到大马色的路上。
And return on your way to the wilderness of Damascus.
啊，神给他几个使命。
So God gave him some mission.
第一个叫他去高以利沙来接续他做先知。
And first, you have to anoint Elisha.
啊，高耶户来做以色列的王。
And to anoint Jehu as son of the king.
啊，去高哈薛来做亚兰国的王。
And to anoint Hazael as the king of Syria.
所以以利亚就领受了从神来的吩咐啊，啊，他回去了。
So Elijah took these and go and went.
啊，看到以利沙在那边耕田。
And he saw Elisha and the farm.
把他的外衣啊，就披在以利沙的身上。
So he covered his outer coat on Elisha.
以利沙明白以利亚的意思。
And Elisha understood the meaning.
他说：“你容我回去， 跟我的家人告别，然后我来跟随你。
And so Elisha said to Elijah, "Let me kiss my father and mother goodbye."
所以他第一个就选召了以利沙来接续他做先知。
So he chose Elisha as a prophet after him.
啊，然后两个使命啊，就由以利沙接着去完成。
And then the other two missions were completed by Elisha.
啊，所以我们看到说这个何烈山呐、啊，是神托付他的工人使命的地方。
So Mount Horeb is a place where God would send His workers.
啊，也是当以利亚在那个灰心软弱的时候重新得力的地方。
It is also a place where Elijah will regain his strength.
因为神重新给他新的使命。
Because God gave him more mission.
啊，他可以重新建立跟神那种密切的关系。
So he can build his relationship with God once again.
啊，所以我们知道说啊，这个何烈山呐、啊，啊，真的是神的山呐、啊。是我们领受神的使命。
So we know that Mount Horeb is a mountain of God where we receive His commission.
也是我们重新啊，从神那里得到力量的地方。
It is also a place for us to renew our strength.
所以在神的教会也是一样。
And so likewise in the Church of God.
因为神要透过他的教会啊来完成最后的使命。
And through the Church of God, we will have the last commission.
就是把末世得救的福音啊传遍世界。
Which is to proclaim the salvation gospel.
啊，然后要迎接主耶稣的再临。
To welcome the second coming of God.
啊，所以末世的教会就是要建设神的国。
And so the Church of the End Time is to establish the kingdom
啊、
of God.
收割碗里的庄稼。
And to harvest the latter.
啊，好像启示录最后说这个教会。最后建设完成了
，just like what said in the book of Revelation，
好像一个装饰整齐的新妇
，the church will be like a bride，
又好像一个充满荣耀的圣城
，it will be a holy city filled with glory。
啊，然后主耶稣要从天上来迎接这个新妇
，and Jesus will come again to receive his bride。
啊，把这个荣耀的圣城啊，把它接回到天上去
，and to take back this glorious city。
啊，就是末世啊。神的教会的使命。
And this is the commission of the Church of the End Time.
啊，所以说我们今天呢、啊，乃是来到神的山呢、啊，啊，是永生神的诚意。
So today we came to the mountain of God, to the everlasting.
是一个永远不震动的国度。
It is a kingdom that shall never be
shaken. 所以我们都要存着一种虔诚敬畏的心呐、啊，啊，来侍奉神。
So we must have a God-fearing heart to worship Him.
啊，那神的山呢、啊，也是让我们得力啊。让我们信仰重生、重新复兴的地方。
So the mountain of God is also a place for us to renew our strength.
所以以赛亚书里面说啊，人都会疲乏困倦。
The book of Isaiah tells us every man will grow weary.
啊，就是少年人也会疲乏跌倒。
Even the young will grow weary and fall.
啊，但是仰望神的人呐、啊，就能够重新得到力量。
But those who lift their heads up to God will receive
strength. 所以我们在神的家里面常常亲近神，啊，借着神的能力来复辟我们。
So in the house of God, we will draw close to God to receive His power.
当我们晓得我们的软弱，我们就回到神的面前呐、啊，啊，来依靠他。
And when we know our weaknesses, we will return to God.
啊，向他祷告祈求，他的能力就要来复辟我们。
We will pray to God and ask Him to give us.
所以，我们什么时候软弱，我们就晓得什么时候靠主。
So whenever we are weak, we will know how to.
啊，我们能够靠主，我们就能够得到力量。
If we can rely on God, then we will receive strength.
啊，我们就能够重新啊刚强起来。
And we can be strengthened again.
啊，所以这个。神的山、啊、就是我们、啊、能够充满属灵的活力啊，还永远不会疲乏困倦的地方。
So the mountain of God is a place that we will never grow weary.
啊，求神带领祝福我们大家。
And may God guide and bless one.
我们唱诗359首。
They are singing hymn 359.